Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you guys want to jump on and get an AMA question in here in just a minute. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We'll start with Derek in Doraville. Hey, Derek.
This question is for Randy. I'm not a football player, but I watch the game a lot. That last play that Josh Allen had when I think his name was Shakur was in the flat, could he have made that throw to extend the game, or was it just too much for him?
What? Oh, you're talking about...
He's talking about that play that we were just
the play that I was
looking at.
Yeah. We were clowning the guy who called the orbit.
You got to throw it to the orbit motion.
Okay, you probably saw that clip. Yeah, I mean, okay, the option is there. Look what was going on. The line, the guys came unabated to him. He couldn't get back there. He had to retreat and throw the ball down the field. So
yeah,
if it was a clean pocket because they ran the play early in the game, yeah, throw it to him. But it wasn't. The guys, they broke free, basically. Right. So he could make that throw.
They were also coming from the right side,
he's looking at them coming at him.
He doesn't see what's going on over there.
So he has to flush out. But
yeah,
no,
exactly.
No, he couldn't have made that play in that time. No.
Yeah, I think one of the things you got to be real careful of
Please do.
And this isn't even an example of that we were talking about, but people will take these still shots of plays.
Yes.
As if every player isn't moving 20 miles an hour.
Yes.
And is huge. And you know what I mean? Like everyone's just moving so fast. It's not reality.
No.
Like in reality, everything's moving at warp speed.
Yes.
And he's just trying to make the smartest decision he can make.
Yeah.
So now he couldn't see the guy. I'm sure he wishes he could have seen him.
He wishes he could have seen him because that was a big damn play. He wished he could have saw Kincaid.
Would have kept the
game
going.
But there was no way. When they came unimpeded?
Both.
Unimpeded. Yeah. They came, I mean, it was in his face as soon as he got the snap, and he had to flush it. Flush to his right. And he couldn't have made that throw.
No. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
404-726-0929 if you want to jump on hold and ask us an AMA question, any question, any topic. Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, fellas. The news about Miguel Amarone coming back, you know, has got everybody excited. So my question is, if you could bring back any player to an Atlanta team in their prime time period,
okay,
who would it be?
Wow.
In their prime. I should bring John Abraham back.
That'd be good.
Yeah, Johnny,
that's kind of my mind went there too. I was like, all right, who's the greatest pass rusher in the history?
Johnny, bring Abe back.
Prime Abe would be perfect.
Prime Abe be perfect for this team.
Love that.
Yes.
Deion. Yeah, Prime Deion. Prime Time.
Yeah.
Prime Time would be pretty good. Who would you throw on the Hawks? Dominique on this Hawks.
Dominique in his prime?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, Dominique.
That'd be really fun.
What about the Braves?
So many lobs from Trey.
What about the Braves?
Oh God.
All the pitchers.
Prime Maddox.
Yeah.
Is he the best? Who do you consider to be the best one? Because you two, anybody, like, all you guys. You guys are all Braves fans for a really long time. We all are. But I always, Maddox is my go-to. I think Greg Maddox is the best one.
The best pitcher in Braves history?
Just of those guys, that era.
Oh, those guys.
I mean, I don't know. What's Warren Spahn the best? But
Four Cy Youngs, can't really argue that.
He was my favorite of the triplets.
I really love Smoltz, and then when he went into the bullpen,
yeah.
I loved everything about him being a closer. Then he came back, but yeah, I think Maddox has.
I think Maddox.
That,
right?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So yeah,
there's a slim margin there. Like, look, we're not trying to say he was much better than all.
Yeah, no. Guys. They're all in the Hall of Fame, first ballot, exactly. Deservedly. They're all incredible.
I'm doing so much. Bring back Prime Algae.
Prime Algae Crumpler.
Yeah, Prime Crump.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you get Tony Gonzalez in his prime, even though he wasn't in his prime when he was here?
Why not?
Sure.
We're making the rules.
Prime Tony G.
Yeah, man.
Him and Pitts together. Maybe he could trade Pitts at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of There's a lot of fun options. But it will be fun. I mean, it's not official, but if Almiron does come back, God, that'd be fun.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool. Mikey is in Tucker. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good. Great show, of course. This is for Randy. Randy, I wanted to know, you played on a couple of different teams. Did you have teammates that were into the groupie scene, and did they ever have kids in different cities because of that lifestyle?
Hey, Mike.
It's not like the NBA. It's not. They're not sitting down at the bar and stuff.
They're
waiting.
Not sneaking into
they're
your
not
hotel
sneaking
room.
In hotel room and stuff like that. So, no, it's a big, it's a different. I'm not saying that, dudes didn't maybe fly something to them or something like that. But, like, as far as, like, when you get to the hotel on the road, it ain't really like that.
Like certain guys, maybe?
Certain guys
that have them?
What? Like groupies?
Yeah.
Like, they would fly them in. But okay. If you're thinking, like, they're just sitting there waiting like that, or maybe you might know a chick. You might be in Detroit. You might know a chick in Detroit.
Who
whatever,
doesn't?
Whatever. Who doesn't know a chick?
Who doesn't?
Like, we come to Atlanta. Okay, come on now. if that's what you mean, but if you mean like when you get to the hotel and there's just like the lobby's full of women, no, it's not, it doesn't really happen.
Okay.
No.
All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
So before I ask my question, my little cousin called me this morning. I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Okay.
So he called me mad, pissed off, like, man, I can't wait for my Eagles to win. I'm like, bro, last week your team was the Bills. then it was the Vikings. Then it was whoever the Chiefs played, that's who your team is. I'm like, I never seen a generation of losers so bad in my life. Like, how can you be mad and hate on somebody that's winning? Granted, it's not your team.
Yeah, I agree.
But if somebody's winning, enjoy it because it doesn't come around that often. Like, with Mahomes, you can't just beat him by a touchdown. He's, what, 19-0 or 19-2, trailing by single digits or less? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you want to beat him, you have to beat him by 40-20. But a one-point game or three-point game, you're going to lose. Why? Because you're going to look over on the other side of the field, see 15 chilling, cool as a cucumber, and you're going to be nervous because he's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, out of the four that represents this whole four-headed horseman type of thing we got going on, who do you think is going to be the next one up? Because I think if you want the ring nowadays, you have to go through those four, and those three have to go through him.
Right.
You're talking about Burrow, Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Allen and
God.
Who's the next one up?
I don't know.
None.
No,
Mahomes.
I really don't know. I mean, Lamar, because of the structure and everything of the organization of Baltimore.
That's good.
Derrick Henry, I think they're going to extend Derrick Henry, which is crazy. The only thing about Cincinnati is still Cincinnati. You just don't know.
Right.
You just don't know.
No, that's...
Like, they might mess around and let Jamar Chase leave.
His team has gotten worse year over year because it's a bad organization.
Yeah, they might let Jamar Chase leave. And then Josh Allen.
They're all the same age.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, I mean, he's good. Josh Allen is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. They all are. But it's just this guy.
Yeah, because again, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar are all 28.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, 29.
Yes.
Like, he's not going anywhere.
They're all right there.
Not going anywhere. They're all the same age. Like, it's not like if he was like 37, who's next up? That's a good question.
Right.
They're all going to be around. And again, the Chiefs have done a really good job of retooling the roster differently than it was when they were winning. But you have him, so
it's
you
just
can.
Just him.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Now, I was thinking about the first question that he asked, just about like the reaction to what the Chiefs are doing. And just when teams are good in general, being so negative and angry
right
now more than maybe it ever has been,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of reasons for it.
Oh.
I think that sports media in general right now just kind of wants people to be like that.
Yes.
Like the negative is always
the selling.
That's always the sells. Reaction. It sells. People like it more.
Yeah.
The idea that yesterday was a conspiracy is a lot more fun for people to talk about than what you've done today, which is actually talk about the plays that were run and breaking them down with some knowledge. It's harder to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to just yell about a conspiracy. So people do that, and they get their clicks and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, man. I think gambling has something to do with it, too. I just think so many more people gamble on sports now than they used to.
Right.
So, like, when Josh Allen or whatever, Patrick Mahomes, I guess technically, if you bet on the Bills, cost you money, you hate him. Like, you're mad at him. You didn't have to gamble.
You didn't have to gamble.
Or you could have bet on him, which would have been pretty smart. But I just think, that's part of it.
Like,
I think that's part of it.
You think the Bills fans are going to donate to Pat charity? Patrick Mahomes charity.
They're going to donate to Dalton Kincaid's charity.
You think they're gonna, you think they're going to donate to what are the Chiefs' charity?
Yeah, whose charity gets money this time?
Yeah.
No one.
Nobody.
Because you beat us. We're going to keep our money. Ross is in Milan, Italy?
Yes, sir. This is Ross from Milan, Georgia.
Oh, Milan.
Randy McMichael's Milan, neck of the woods.
Milan,
yes, sir.
Milan.
All right. Hey, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I thought I was calling in to win a prize. I'm listening on the app, but it's all good. I have a two-parter for y'all question.
All right.
The first part is for Randy. I know you was a megastar for all them years, so all these years later, is it weird to still get recognized randomly in public? And the second part is, Andy, now that you somewhat famous being a radio guy and just being an all-star, is it weird if people come up to you and say, hey, man, can you sign this for me? Like, is that weird for you?
Thank you, Ross.
No.
I love it. It doesn't happen very often, but... like we were at the works on Saturday, my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, belated mom,
hey,
by the way.
Happy birthday, mom.
Had a nice celebration over the weekend. We went over to the works and got some dinner and drinks and stuff like that. And I was at the bar grabbing a beer. And a guy was like, hey, you're from... He's like, I love the show. I love it. Every single time.
Right.
Every single time feels like the first time.
Yep. Did they ask for Randy?
Sometimes. He didn't. He didn't. Okay. But a lot of times, where's Randy at? Home, probably. I don't know. We hang out sometimes, not always.
Yeah, but
I do love occasionally when that does happen. And like, actually, Randy's right over there.
Right.
Because sometimes he will be there.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's still flattering. It's still flattering.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah. Like, it's so cool. The fact that people would like our radio show so much, they would want to approach us in public and tell us about it, is just so cool. Oh. So thank you when you do that. Desiree is in Decatur.
Hey, guys. I just have a quick question for you. And this is for anyone that has a daughter. What advice would you give your daughter when she is going out to the store and she is being followed all the way throughout the store and to her car by a man? What advice would you give your daughter is how to handle that situation?
Wow. Oh,
well, thanks, Desiree.
Well, my baby girl has a mace thing.
Mm. Good.
So, yeah, light them up. Mm-hmm. That's all I can tell her. You know, because especially, I think that's the hardest thing for me. Would be for me if something happens and I'm not there, you know, knowing that, you know, she's like she said, I'm going to the store, mm-hmm. but I will blame myself because I should have been there. And that's how you should feel as a father. I will blame myself about my dad, knowing damn well I couldn't have done anything.
Right. That you would never have been there.
Yeah,
but of course,
exactly.
You would feel that way.
Yeah.
I would also just say, and again, my daughter's too young for that yet, but this is what I'll tell her. Trust your instinct. Like if you feel like worried, like if you feel like somebody's following you and you feel afraid of it, then you're probably right about it and say something to somebody. You know, if you're at a store, there's oftentimes a police officer there or whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to call whatever, but like, or call me or something like that.
Yeah.
But like, if you're in a situation like that and you're like, I think this guy's creeping on me,
mm-hmm.
trust yourself.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing you can do is be like, oh, probably not. And then you walk out into like a dark, quiet parking lot and he was creeping on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, you know, he can whatever. But yeah, just trust that gut instinct too, I would say. Dang.
Doug Marrone, who I love me some Dougie, is going to be on the Patriots staff.
Okay.
Good for him. He's, you know.
They added somebody, Thomas Brown.
And now Doug Marrone, who, like I said, love Doug.
Putting together a nice little coaching staff.
Probably one of the best offensive line coaches ever.
Great.
This dude is awesome with the offensive line. And he's going to be, like, basically his assistant head coach.
Great.
Yeah, so yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's a good right. staff coming
together.
They're
intriguing, bro.
Yeah, they are.
They're intriguing.
Josh is in Swanee. Final call. Final question.
Hey guys, love the show. I have a quick question for Bo. About a month ago, they released the trailer for the new Superman movie. The Green Lantern has the Oakland Raiders haircut. They brought in Crypto the dog, and Superman has his red pants back. I'd like to know Bo's opinion on the new Superman movie coming out.
All right, Josh, thank you. Thank you, Josh.
I'll be there to see it probably the night that it comes out. I was very, I don't know what to think about bringing Crypto into a live action movie. That's the biggest question that I have about all that.
I don't know what that means.
Crypto the Superdog is from the Crypto the Superdog cartoon. They're literally bringing in a dog in a live-action movie that has Superman's powers, basically. That's what Crypto is.
I did not know that.
He was a regular dog on Krypton. Now on Earth, he has super dog-like powers. They've only showed him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I like the movie Air Bud. Remember when the dog scored all those baskets?
So Crypto can do all that.
I thought Air Bud sucked.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. The movie's awful.
And then the Green Lantern that they showed in the trailer is a completely different Green Lantern than most people are used to seeing.
The Disney movie, Bolt,
he does have a bowl haircut, too.
Bolt was a cartoon, but that was a pretty good one. He wasn't actually super, but he thought he was. It turned out he was super.
That was up there with Bow Wow Like Mike.
Yeah, there was a bad run of sports movies in the 90s, movies, man. Bad run of sports movies. All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
Like. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
Remember the one with Marlon Wayans?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The sixth man?
Yes.
He was a ghost basketball player?
Washington?
It was at Washington.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And he helped Washington win the national championship because he was a ghost that cheated.
Yes.
Kadeem Hardison was dunking from half court. And nobody ever was like, this is fine.
No problem. I think, we've talked about Jalen Hurts as a philosopher. I like this one. Eliminate each other's blind spots.
That's great. I love that from Jeff Olbrich. Yes. Check out the interview. King crab legs are spiky.
Damn right they are.
Papa Joe definitely gave up ass whoopings like he was from Gary, Indiana.
Yep.
And you heard it right here today. The recipe for the secret sauce. The ability to create multiplicity.
Gotta do it.
Boom.
Randy loves tasting stuff.
Who doesn't?
Who
doesn't? All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11, hopefully. Dukes and Bell coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.